WSJRadio.com.
Good morning, Nashua. This is Karen Testerman with on WSMN 1590 with We Hold These Truths, sponsored by First Principles, New Hampshire. I'm supposed to have a guest in here this morning and wait until he hears from me. It's Ed Nail, and Ed usually is very, very prompt about these things. So obviously he either forgot or he got tied up in some traffic someplace. But that's always possible because now all of a sudden we're fixing all kinds of roads. And of course, we complain about it every year, but in reality, they can't do it in the winter when the roads are frozen. So they have 6 months to do it. Six, seven, however many months that ends up to be. And usually it's over the summer when we're trying to go and relax somewhere. And by the way, I talk about relax. I was driving up in northern New Hampshire yesterday, and it was nice and warm and balmy, and the windows down and the color and the trees. It was absolutely a gorgeous day. And if you're not out apple picking sometime this week, you really need to go do that, because that's what this season is all about. There's lots of places to go and find those apple orchards around New Hampshire. There are many of them. And I remember driving through the apple orchards of another northeastern state where we were once stationed up by Plattsburgh. We were driving through the Peru orchards, and they just smell so good when you get a chance to get out there and get your little bag and start pulling down apples. But you can go to many, many places around the state of New Hampshire and find those apple orchards. So I encourage you to go do that. Make those apple pies, those apple crisps, and enjoy those fresh, crisp apples while you can. You know, an apple a day, it used to be, keeps the doctor away. So, yeah, still true, yeah. Friends, I don't know how mad you are yet, but I am absolutely furious. First, we get the IRS coming in and investigating different organizations because of their political ties. We thought that was sort of a joke, that maybe it wasn't really happening until we started talking to people like Ken Kikuchi, whom we had on our program a couple of weeks ago. We start finding out that you've got people like just an average everyday person that I was talking to said he had to go down and write a check. He got no paper trail on it. Couldn't get them to give him a paper trail, but told him, if you want to get us off your back, go down and write your check. So he did. He went down to Manchester, wrote his check for $1,000. But now we find out that Ben Carson, who delivered his address at the National Prayer Breakfast earlier this year in early February, has now been targeted by the IRS. It's incredible. It blows my mind. Dr. Ben Carson was targeted by the IRS agents who requested to review his real estate holdings and then concluded a full and without funding audit without finding any wrongdoing. You know, and Ben Carson says, I guess it could just be a coincidence, but I have never been audited before and never really had any encounters with the IRS. Now, friends, this is something that I find a little bit odd as well. Earlier this year, or actually I should back up a little bit, over the last 3 or 4 years, I guess, we've never had any problems with the IRS. We've always filed, had not had them coming back to us and saying anything. But about 4 years ago, we had them come and say we needed, they were reviewing a return from a couple of years prior. Could we show some evidence of some contributions we made or something along that line? We did. There was no problem. In fact, we had more contributions than they were attributing, and so we could have claimed more of a return because of it, but we didn't. Then we get this request for an audit, or not really an audit, but for more information because, by the way, you didn't report some of your what are interest and dividends and that sort of thing properly. So we went back, and sure enough, they owed us more money. Then we, of late, we've been, every year it seems that we get something in the manner of, gee, you owe us a little bit more, or you, we have a problem with something that you filed. That seems odd in itself, but then this year I actually filed for a 501c3 request for first principles, something that I had delayed doing, but it was, I finally completed it this year, and we're within the required time frame from when we actually established the organization. And lo and behold, a month or so ago, my treasurer sends me a note and says, have you received this from the IRS, any correspondence about your filing? And I said, yes, we got back the letter that said that this was our recognizing the fact that we had actually filed this 1023. So I filed the 1023. I got the letter. It was in April. So I'm starting to count now. April, May, June, July, August, September, October. Guess what? 6 months later, when we filed originally for Cornerstone, I think it was within 4 months that we had our letter of determination. What's going on? Do you think maybe we might be being targeted because we hold these truths is something to do with the Declaration of Independence? That means we might be Tea Party. That means we might be Free Staters. That means we might be constitutionalists. And so our government is going after us. Now, I'm not sure that they are going after us specifically. They haven't sent me the nasty investigative letter that they want us to turn over all of our contributors and the names and addresses and all of that detail yet. But for them to go after Dr. Ben Carson after he's delivered this fabulous presentation at the National Prayer Breakfast, and it says that there's no reason for that. You know, what's going on here? The National Organization for Marriage is suing the IRS to saying that it has evidence that someone within the agency leaked the organization's private donor list to its political enemies in 2012, and that nobody's been held responsible. Release of a confidential taxpayer information is a felony, but the organization's leaders say that the Internal Revenue Service and its internal auditor, the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administrations have been stonewalling their efforts to learn who was responsible for that leak. Again, this is an organization that is opposing political view of the current administration. Do you think something might be going on there? A little bit upsetting in many terms. But the one that just absolutely fries me, that absolutely just sends me my blood boiling, is that, I don't know if you heard about it, but yesterday the World War II veterans let's back up a little bit on that one. Many organizations around the United States have been flying World War II veterans, raising funds, private funds, to fly World War II veterans to go and view the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. Now, I've been to this memorial. It is an open-air memorial. You walk around. There's no building. There's no entrance that you have to go through to get to it. You just walk in to this memorial. It's several blocks wide, and it's beautiful. There are certain segments to it, and there's a great big water pool in the center of it. And yet, our World War II veterans, many of them go down there, and many of them are in their 90s now. Just stop and think about it. If they were serving in 1943, 1944, they would have been born in 1920, probably, 1922. And so they'd be in their, they'd be close to, 7 years short of, or 9 years short of being 100 years old. So these are men in their 90s, and they're these, organizations bother to bring them so that they can see this beautiful memorial. And it will bring tears to your eyes when you go down and see it. It's fantastic. But again, it's open air. There are no barriers to get into it. There's no guard gate that you need to go through it. There's no house. It's not like you're going into an area where you have indoor displays. It's nothing on it is indoor. So, and my understanding is that the World War II Memorial was built by private funds. Okay. So why are we, when there is a quote government shutdown, are they being barricaded? So yesterday there was an honor flight that was there to allow these men to go in. And I'm going to take a short break. We will be back after some advertising. And I will continue our saga on We Hold These Truths with Karen Testerman on WSMN. And we're back with We Hold These Truths on WSMN 1590. Karen Testerman on Nashua's Source for News and Talk on this beautiful October day. So I was telling you about this memorial where that I believe that all of the funds were privately funded in order to build this World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. And yet yesterday there were a group of 92 Mississippi Gulf Coast Guard Honor Flight veterans that were not going to be allowed to go in and view this outside memorial in Washington, D.C., because, quote, there was a government shutdown and there were tapes put all the way around it. Well, someone started letting Representative Steve King from Iowa and our famous Michelle Bachmann from Minnesota, and they let them know that what was going on. And they went down, and because they were congressional members, they were allowed to open it up and stand there. As long as they're there taking this tour through, the government really can't do a whole lot about it. However, what have they done today? They put up bigger barriers, and they've actually hired security personnel to go out and guard the World War II Veterans Memorial so that no one can go in and observe it. Now, this is a private memorial. This is not, they're not funded by the government. The government is supposed to be taking care of a national threat. They're hiring more people than they would send to Benghazi when it was under armed threat. What is going on? And I don't know if you're mad about this, but I am furious about it. It's something that should not be happening. It is a government overreach. It is someone in Washington, D.C., I'm sorry to say who it is having a temper tantrum. There are three or four of them that I know of for sure by name. But they're having a temper tantrum because they can't have things their own way. And by golly, you're going to push through Obamacare and on our people, and we're all going to take it, and we're all going to suffer, or else. Period. We're going to make it painful for you. And by the way, it's not only the World War II memorial that they're shutting down. Here's another private organization, private entity that is being closed because of the government. Now, you want to guess which one it is? It's the privately owned Mount Vernon. And the National Park Service has erected barricades all around the parking lot surrounding Mount Vernon. It's a tourist destination, and it's privately owned, and the National Park Service, has nothing to do with this. Why in the world are they putting up all of these barriers around their parking lots? They have no right to do this. And friends, we've got to get out of our comfort zones. We have to get, yes, I know it's much easier to stay at home and to take care of our families and make sure that things go well there. And it is an important job. But at some point, we have to stop being in that comfort zone and wake up and realize that what goes on down in Washington impacts every one of us today. And if we don't do something about it, if we don't get stirred up about it, if we're not on the phones to our congressional delegation and saying, what in the world is going on, then shame on us. And oh, by the way, you probably will get, if you do try to call, you may get an interesting response. If you do, please call us at 816-0019. Let us know. What is it you're getting in the way of a response from your congressional delegation? By the way, we now have, here it is. We now have all of the numbers for you in New Hampshire. Kelly Ayotte is 880-3335, 880-3335. Jean Shaheen is 647-7500, 647-7500. Carol Shea Porter, 641-9536, 641-9536. Annie Custer, 595-2006, 595-2006. Friends, why don't you write these on a piece of paper? Put them on your refrigerator so that when something comes up, they're right there at your fingertips and you can call these people, because it's time we started letting them know. We need to close, do everything we can. Write them a letter if you want to. Put it in black and white on a piece of paper. Type it, handwrite it, send it in. Whatever you do, let them know that something is wrong with this government. When the government is taking its time to go over and close our private memorials, our private monuments, our private locations, it's none of their business. They are not, just because they're the National Park Service does not give them the authority to close down private entities and to infringe on your right and my right to go and congregate where we want to congregate. This is wrong. And we need to start standing up and saying, this is wrong. If not, we're going to lose it entirely. I mean, It's bad enough that our media chooses, in some cases, to avoid some of the things and refuse to run certain ads or certain coverage that would be inspiring to America. For example, I'm thinking about West Virginia, I think it was. No, I take that back. It was a pre-game display, and it was instead of showing this, they ran advertisements, which you could argue was their prerogative to run the advertisements, but an absolutely phenomenal show of support for our military men and women was done at one of the National Football Team stadiums last Monday. Not this Monday, but the Monday before, I think. At any rate, and what they were with the placards, and the people that were working on it, it takes them several weeks to make sure that they coordinate and have all those placards in the right place so that the people can pick them up and see what's going on. You know, they have little eye holes in them, and hold them up in front of them so that you get this beautiful organized picture around the stadium. It would have taken them 5 seconds to show that, but it was absolutely fabulous. It's on YouTube if you want to go Google it. But at any rate, there's another very tastefully done ad that was done by the Right to Life community showing that a life that was what we used to think was unsustainable. For heaven's sakes, when John Kennedy's baby was born, John F. Kennedy and Jacqueline Kennedy had a baby at 7 months. And at that time, the lungs were not developed properly. Well, today, through technology, through medical miracles and so many other things, those babies are totally viable. And so there's this Right to Life picture with a baby in the palm of a hand and questioning that, you know, the viability of this life and whether or not it should be destroyed. And there are several major newspapers that refuse to carry it, or magazines. It's a shame that we have our news and so forth censored in that way. But that, again, that's their prerogative. But to have our federal government be having this argument and you know what? Part of the problem is that, yes, it should have been conducted within the walls of Congress. But I have a bone to pick with Congress on that even, because the reason that we're in this, quote, shutdown is because for the last 5 years, we have not had a full budget that has gone, originated in the House, the budget and the appropriations bill, gone to the Senate, had the Senate pass it, and gone to committee of conference, and then gone to the president's desk for signing. There has not been one bill that's made it all the way through in 5 years. And by law, they are supposed to have that done by the 30th of September every year. Now, folks,